You know, it's all a hustle to me, yo. You know what I'm saying? It's all a hustle. You sit there, you got to hustle to get me into a group home, whatever. You got to up my rep, make me look good, not tell them about me being violent, so you got to get me placed, brother. You know how many group homes I've been in? I've been in 11 group homes since I was 10 years old. My brother been in 7 foster homes. I've been in the system for 5 years. 5 years, man, I'm only 15. So all of y'all counselors and social workers said that y'all was going to help, that you was going to get me out, but you and all of y'all ended up lying. Lying like you always do. You lie because you got to hustle. You got to make that trick. You got to pimp me. You got to pimp me to make you look good. You got to sell me to the system. You got to lie. Tell them I'm good so you could get me placed. Get the money to get me placed. Lessen your caseload. Go home. Get some rest. You got to sell me. I'm the lie. You got to smile while doing it. Got to know who that trick is real fast. Tap that trick. Keep smiling. So you got to be social. See, you and me, we both social workers, man. See, now maybe I'm telling you the truth, or maybe I'm lying. Laying down my hustle. See, look at you. Look at you looking at me. You like what you see, huh? You like what you see, mi amor? Say, me quiere. Me quiere mi culo. Okay, I'll be cool, but the look in your eyes made me think, because I know the look well, tú sabes, but I was wrong, so I'll be cool. See, maybe I was wrong, so I'll stop. I used to believe in you people, man. I used to believe in people, man. I was stupid for believing in adults in general because all of y'all lie. All of you, I promise you, it'll all be fine. Shit y'all say, y'all a bunch of bitches. I don't care if you don't like me calling you that, man. I used to believe in family, man. I mean, being there in a house with her, my mom's, my pops, that shit was fucked up. Everybody knew that shit was fucked up. Papi would get into his chivas talking about how one day we was going to get out of the projects and see San Juan. Si la playa aquí ain't real. This Coney Island beach ain't real. Now the water in PR, pure, clean. Then he would take me and my brother Marco, bring us to the window, look out. See the water. But as you see it, don't see it as Brooklyn. See it at Puerto Rico. And me and Marco, we would squint our eyes. Yeah, Papi, we see it. We see Puerto Rico. When you taking us? Soon, Ijo, soon. Then mommy would say, why are you telling them that? Say, coño, you can't even get enough money together to take the fucking subway. You gotta believe in me, babe. I used to. But nothing's changed. Nothing. Then his hair will go down. That he couldn't believe that she was that nasty to him. And sometimes she would jump on him for no reason and get violent and scratch him. And one time she caught him. She actually caught him. And he forgave him. Oh, you know, mommy, she's fiery. Real fiery. Well, Papi was a super in school. And sometimes that he would get me and Marco up for breakfast. And when he got out of his job, he would come home and make dinner. And I heard him tell my aunt that she needed looking after. See, mommy was always acting weird, talking to people that weren't there. So this one day after school, she yells to me, Flaco, get out here. So I go to the living room, man, and she's holding this real long knife. Her eyes are bulging, and she says, the Daisy Chain King, he's my real husband. And he's telling me that I should kill you. Mommy, please, please tell the Daisy Chain King I'm not a bad boy. And she takes the knife, and she traces my face, my neck, my stomach. That she does it a few times. My face, my neck, my stomach. Take down your pants. So then I take down my pants. Take off your underwear. So then I take off my underwear. She touches my thing. The Daisy Chain King says that I could use you. I can use you to get ready for him. Until the day I become Daisy Chain Queen. And I'm getting hard. I'm getting real hard. And I say, Mommy, please stop. I don't like this. I didn't like it, but part of me did. Part of me loved it. Part of me wanted it. I couldn't help that I wanted it. I couldn't control it. And then mommy says, you don't like me touching you, pero you're getting hard. And this goes on for like 3 months. I don't know. I don't know how to tell Papi. I don't tell him. Then somebody does finally tell him. The next thing you know, I'm sitting in this shrink's office. She's asking me a whole lot of questions. Fucking bitch wearing a lot of perfume, makeup. You could tell that she's una vieja, but she's trying to look young. And she gets the part of mommy touching me, and she says, it says here, Flaco, that your mother taught you, but the way it's written, that it must be some kind of mistake. So, and I said, now, why would that be a mistake? And she says, it says here, molestation. And I said, what's that? And she says, it's what men do to boys, girls, women. And I said, what? Like, put their dicks in them? And she says, that's exactly what I mean. And I said, well, my mom's ain't got no dick, but yeah, she did touch me like that. And she says, Flaco, you're very young. You can misinterpret things. I said, look, I know I'm a kid. She may be my mother, but she did touch me like that. And I ran around and I started screaming. And they grab me and they take me down to the doctor's office. I feel something sting go in my arm. A needle goes in my arm, man. Everything goes to black. And I get sent to the first of the 11 group homes I end up running from, man.